Memory is not reliable. Memory is simply not reliable. Even in court today, judges know that eyewitness testimonies are only eyewitness testimonies. They're often prone to be a bit incorrect, and this is just due to the very functions of the brain and some of the things we mentioned earlier on, such as the whole world being such a big thing. You know, there's so much that we take for granted. There's so much we can focus on. Therefore, there is so much we also miss. Now, let's just say we are walking down the road. There are things we are consciously focused on. 7 plus or minus 2 chunks of information. And as we focus on those things, many things are going on around us. But the fact is that there is so much going on in the world, we are not processing everything to begin with. So let's say there is an accident. Okay, so we're walking down the road. There are so many things around, and there is an accident. Okay, now at the time of the accident, we may have an event, but also there is so much other stuff going on. Only a portion of reality can be caught in the memory. So only a portion can actually be caught in the memory because the rest of the information is discarded. As we focus on the accident, there are certain things that we are not noticing. Okay, and then this information may have an emotional charge. So we have information and an emotional charge. Okay, now this information is then kind of like stored as memory, and it naturally can deteriorate over time. So in the beginning, it's only got a portion of reality, and then it deteriorates over a period of time, and then we recall the information. And when we recall the information, you know, it depends on our emotional state and how hard we're trying and stuff. And I know you guys are trying really hard, and you have to recognize clearly that the memory simply isn't reliable as we lose so much information beforehand in the storage and then in the recall of that information. Memory is simply not reliable. Now, memory is stored in the unconscious, and guess what? As NLP practitioners, we become masters with the unconscious. Now, if the memory is not reliable, what is it? I like to suggest to some of my clients that memory is largely fictional. It's actually kind of based off a real life story, as I say in many movies. So memory is largely fictional. Okay? That's a fact. It's largely fictional. When we recall an event, it's prone to have all these deletions and distortions, generalizations of what's happened. Therefore, it's largely fictional. So why not make this fiction work in our favor? Why not make this fiction work in our favor? I have a wonderful, wonderful client, and in working with him, he brought up a memory he had when he was in roughly in year two at school, and he lost a race. He lost the running race and thought he was hopeless. And in his memory, it proved that he was hopeless. And you know, when I was in year two, I lost this race. You know, I'm a loser. Pretty unresourceful memories. But I said to him, "Hey, do you know what color shoes you're wearing?" Not sure. "Do you know what color shorts you're wearing?" "Oh, well, I guess they would have been blue," he said. So you see, he's going into the fiction to fill in the blanks of the memory. Truth being told, that the memory isn't that accurate anyway, and it's fictional. But anyway, to him, it's a strong memory. So with a bit of coaching, I helped him realize that it was actually fictional. It was completely fictional. Maybe it really happened, but not the way he saw it. It's impossible for him to remember exactly the way it was. Therefore, in reality, he only remembers a part of how it actually was. So, using some NLP that we will learn in the future weeks, we redesign that memory into him allowing the other people to win. And instead of winning, he allowed them to win. And you know what? In his memory, he wasn't that bothered by it. In fact, he was busy having fun and very happy of himself. So we didn't change it so that he won the race, but we changed the memory so that he would have peace with it. And we can do this with a lot of memories. So I want you to take away and make sure it is 100% solid in your brain that you're fully aware of the fact that memory is not reliable.